So welcome to this audio podcast that is going to be about motivational direction. So as I said in the introductory video, we want to be thinking about how are our clients, the people we're working with, motivated. By motivated, I mean what is actually pushing them along. What is the engine, if you like, that is inside them, that is propelling them towards engaging in the coaching conversation, in engaging in the challenge that they have in their life, and so on. This motivation is crucial to be thinking about and to have consciously on our radar, if you like, as coaches, so that we can get a sense of how our client puts together the way that they interact and move around their lives. So, broadly speaking, there are two kinds of motivational direction. And they are what we call the away from motivation, which means that people are moved or want to move away from something that is dangerous to them, fearful for them, is a threat to them, and so on. Now, at a very fundamental level, we all understand this because the core human survival function is to run away from things that are dangerous. So a lion in the savannah on the African landscapes, we see a lion, want to run away from it, a train hurtling down the tracks that we're standing on, we want to jump away from it, and so on. So this is a very basic, fundamental human response mechanism. The fear response, as we talked about and touched on in the section in the Essentials module, which talked about implicit and explicit priming, is a primed response in the sense that we are triggered into fear responses or moving away from responses faster than we can consciously recognize. This is why it's called implicitly primed, is because we have very little control over its response. Think about when you walk into the room and you sneak up behind your friend and you clap your hands very loudly and give them a shock. They will go straight into a anxiety and fear-driven response without being able to stop themselves, because the mechanism is fired up faster than their conscious brain can, if you like, interrupt the response. So as soon as they see that it's you, that you clapped your hands and so on, and it's not a real threat, they immediately in their cognitive mind or consciously understand that you are not a threat. But, of course, their body has gone into this response. So it's a very fundamental response and extremely important to understand that fear responses are implicitly primed.